Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited. Tonight is Thursday, February the 27th. This is the last Thursday of the month. If you are a longtime listener to Issues Concerning Women, I want to thank you so much. I really appreciate your support, your emails, your comments, and even every now and then some constructive criticism, but that's okay because this is radio and I'm all about learning and critiquing myself and learning how I can do it better. So thank you very much. If this is your first time tuning into the show and you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. And I want to share with you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I started in 2007, and it is to empower women and their families to live the best possible life that they can. It is an organization that works with women. We are advocates for women, for their home ownership, teaching them about how to purchase a home, for training, and we do hands-on training. Nutrition and health, we talk about that. Business, how to be an entrepreneur, what do you do next, career goals, and so much more. 30 minutes, but you know I can do it if you've been listening to this show. If you like the show, please tell somebody else about it. Visit me on my Facebook page, and it's just Francine Humphrey /Facebook.com. And I try to log in at least every day, and sometimes I don't get to. It just depends on what I'm doing. But I am so very thrilled to always be able to do my show, to come to you with great information, to share with you some of my thoughts, and then have you give me feedback. So tonight, we know that we have one more day of Black History, so I wanted to share, and I know that most people will know this Black History note, but I wanted to share it anyway for those who probably didn't know all of the details. So, in 1993, African-American writer Toni Morrison wins the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. African-American writer Toni Morrison won the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature in 1993. The award was made by the Nobel Committee, citing the body of her work, including her powerful novels, Song of Solomon, Tar Baby, Beloved, and Jazz. Toni Morrison's literary voice is not only a powerful one for African Americans and for women, but for anyone who wants to understand how forgetting the past can irrevocably alter present sensibilities about race, culture, and life, and how reclaiming one's historical and mythological heritage can restore race identity. For Morrison, as one of her biographers has noted, the major challenge of the 20th century in the aftermath of the civil rights movement and integration is forgetfulness. Over the course of a lifetime that began in the humblest of circumstances to her position as one of America's most intellectual and literary figures, Morrison has produced a body of work second to none. As the daughters of sharecroppers, Morrison was raised with a strong sense of her African heritage, a mistrust of whites born out of both race experiences and personal family experiences, and the expectation that she would become an educated woman. After graduating from Howard University and Cornell, Morrison worked as a book editor at Random House, eventually rising to the position of senior editor, a ritual for and a great success for African American woman. She did not begin writing until the 1970s, when she was nearly 40, but quickly produced five novels, all dealing with family, race, and the search for identity. Beginning in 1970 with The Bluest Eye, Morrison wrote Sula, and that's S-U-L-A, 1973, Song of Solomon, 1977, Tar Baby, 1981, Beloved, 1986, and Jazz, 1992. For The Song of Solomon, which was an instant bestseller, Morrison won the National Book Critics Circle Award, and for the first time since Richard Wright's 1941 novel, Native Son, a book written by African American was chosen as a Book of the Month Club's main selection. Beloved, called by critics Morrison's best book, both artistically and technically, earned her a Pulitzer Prize in 1984. In all of her books, one finds extraordinary black women characters. One of the most memorable in Beloved is a ghost who takes the form of a beautiful young woman who is representative of both the mass suffering under slavery and the individual suffering of a murdered child returning to seek lost love. Able finally to leave her job as an editor, Morrison accepted the Albert Schweitzer Chair Professorship and the Humanitarians at the State University of New York. 5 years later, in 1989, Princeton University appointed her its Robert Goheen Professor in the Council of Humanitarians with two professorships. Morrison also began writing critical essays for scholars' journals, and in 1990, she was a Massey Lecturer in American Civilization at Howard University and Clark Lecturer at Trinity College in Cambridge. Her long list of awards and honors climaxed in 1993 when she was nominated by the Nobel Committee to receive the Nobel Peace Prize in Literature. That was all about African-American writer Toni Morrison as she wins the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. And that doesn't seem so long ago when we think back to where we are right now. But isn't it wonderful to know that even though she started later in life with her writing career, that she has been as successful as she has been. Now, there are many other African-American authors, and I may touch on some of them within the next month, because next month is Women's History Month. So we will be celebrating our women all across the nation. And if you know someone who you would like to celebrate, why don't you do that? If you are advocate for women, if you have a women's program, please continue to support our women, African-American, our minority women, the women that work hard, no matter what their race or their national origin. They really work hard to be the best that they can be, and it excites me so when I see women doing great things in the community. I know that we sometimes have a tendency to overlook them. We talk about that often here on Issues Concerning Women. That's why I love my show, because I get to speak about topics that are near and dear to my heart. I am an advocate for women. I do believe in equal pay for equal jobs. I do believe that women have a voice and they should be heard. But still, sometimes we are lacking in that area. We're still in the shadows and we're still walking behind, but we should be up front and center. We should be bold and be able to speak about what we want, be able to articulate how we want it done, be able to ask for what we need and not be ashamed. I know that we've been taught differently from men, and when we look at our situations, the way that we were raised, it teaches us to be the one who is the nurturer, to be the one that's the caregiver, when the men are taught to be mighty and strong and powerful. But women, we have power. We need to power up. This is 2014. We can no longer sit back and act like we don't know what's going on. We have a voice, and we are a force to be reckoned with. I am so, so glad that you are tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to my show. I love what I do, and I'm so glad that you continue to support me. I have a great following. I have women and men all over the United States and abroad that listen to my show. So thank you so very, very much. I don't take any of it for granted. I really am grateful, and I really appreciate you all. So now that we've touched on a little bit of our Black history, I want to move on into another topic tonight, and I want to talk about planning and getting things in order. We know that life is so short, and even though I haven't been on Earth for a long period of time, I have been here quite long enough, been around the block a time or two, to know that we have to continue to move forward. We continue to organize our lives. How do we do that? How can we learn from others that we associate with? How are we looking at ourselves, and how do we become better? So tonight I want to talk about how to balance a little bit. I know that this is a hard subject for women and for men. And men who are listening to my show, please don't think all I talk about is women, because for every situation, the same advice that I give to women, a man can take that same advice and use it for himself normally, unless it's a specific thing that's just for women. But any of the skills that I use are for everyone to use. And I want you to know that when I come on the broadcast, I am trying to give you information and knowledge that can help you have your best life. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're male or female, whatever origin, whatever region you live in, these principles can be applied to your life. One of the things when we talk about balance and planning ahead, sometimes people don't want to plan too far ahead because they don't know what the future holds. But, you know, if we're going to have faith that we're going to be here, then we can sometimes just move beyond that, what I might call unreasonable expectations, and move into some real expectations that we can use for our everyday life. We often ask, how can I balance, you know, my life as a parent, my work schedule, if I'm in school, and my other activities, you know, your community service, your church, the organizations that you join. And one thing that I have to tell you that you need to be able to organize. And that's hard for some people because they've never been taught how to do it. Or if you can't organize, you need to get somebody to help you organize. You also need to have a schedule. Now, again, that's hard for a person if they've never had to schedule things, if you never had to use a calendar. All of our devices now have calendars on them. The handheld devices, our cell phones, our tablets, they have calendars on them. I sometimes forget to things into my phone. So I also like a desk calendar so that I can look at it and have a full view of what my day, week, or month is going to be like. If you want to get balance in your life, then you have to get organized. You have to declutter your home, your office, your workspace. That's not easy. Spring is coming, so let's use this time to do our spring cleaning. And you can start whatever it is need the most. If it's your home and your home office, if you have a home office, or if it's just your home in general, we need to get organized and declutter. Because I have found, and you may find this to be true as well, that if you organize your home and then you want to organize your place at work, you will be more able to get things done. You'll be more able to stick to a schedule. You'll be better at being disciplined because that's the other thing that you need. So you need three things to balance. And, of course, if you look at scales, they're never balanced. So our lives may not always be in perfect balance, but we can get them pretty close. So just look at a scale and think about how your life is. If weighing you down and taking over your whole life, if you're working 12, 14-hour days, then you need to look at that, and you need to plan and organize how you're going to make it better so that you're not doing that every single week. You know, sometimes it calls for us to do that. I was in Buffalo this week, Buffalo, New York. Hey, Buffalo. And I had an awesome time there. I actually got to see the Niagara Falls that I have been wanting to see. I've only seen pictures of it. It is beautiful, still in the wintertime. It was cold, yes, I mean it was cold. But I made it there. I was able to take just a few pictures because as soon as I took my glove off, my hand began to freeze up immediately. That's how cold it was. And what you would normally have missed that's coming off of the falls, it was actually little ice petals that were hitting us against our face. But, you know, it was worth every moment of being cold. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was in New York for training so that I could come back and share what I learned with my peers and with all of you. So I'm getting to do exactly what I love to do. I'm loving every minute of it. Yes, it's hectic and it's busy. Sometimes I do work those 10, 12-hour days. But the advice that I give to you is the advice that I give to myself first. I have to know how to balance it. And when I'm getting unbalanced, several things are probably going to happen. One, I'm not going to be able to find things because they're not in order in where they should be. Second, my health is going to fail because I'm probably not going to eat right. Third, you know I'm not going to exercise because when do I have time? And fourth, I'm not going to get the proper sleep because I'm not going to bed on the time that I'm scheduled to go to bed. So we have to think about all these things and how it affects our lives. So many women suffer so many ailments because of stress. I know this, you know this. It's no big secret, but stress is a silent killer. Because we are not taking care of ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, then we are going to always be battling some kind of illness, a cold, and then some of those colds turn into pneumonia. Then you have to be hospitalized or take a lot of medication, which drains your body, and then you have to fight your way back to becoming healthy. We know time and time again the heart can't take the up and down fluctuation of losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. It doesn't work for us. It's not healthy for us. We should get on a regimen. And what I'm telling you is for me, too. It's not just for me to tell somebody else. It's for me first. And then to share with you, one of my neighbors actually passed away this week. He was not even in his 50s. He looked healthy. He worked out. But he was under a lot of stress. His wife has cancer, and he had to move her to another state to get her the treatment that she needed. And you did not to hear any bad news about him because with her illness, you know, we didn't know how her condition was, but we did get bad news about him. He has gone on, and we pray for his family, and he lives, you know, right across the street from me. So I My heart goes out to anyone who has to take care of a sick loved one. If you're a caregiver, please, please, please take care of yourself, because just like when you're riding on the plane, what do they tell you to do? If you need oxygen and they pull the mask down and you have children with you or you have an elderly person with you, you have to take the oxygen first so that you will be strong enough to take care of the other person. And it's hard sometimes when we have so much to do and so much on our plates. But when we think about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, then we always know that sometimes when we're not thinking about our own selves and we're taking care of others, that we need to reel that thing back in and get back on track and take care of ourselves, because if we're not healthy, then we're not able to help others. So what do you need tonight to get some sort of balance in your life? You need to get organized, get a planner, that's one. Two, you need to schedule things, stick to a schedule. You need to add exercise and good eating habits in your schedule, so schedule in your lunches, schedule in your walk time or when you're going to go to the gym or do Zumba or whatever it is that you do. Make sure you're eating the proper amount of meals and eating when you should eat. Three, you're going to be disciplined. So that means that once you get organized and get on your schedule, you're going to stick to it. You're going to go to bed at the proper time. You're going to get up early in the morning, start your day off on a good foot, get a good meal. Breakfast is our most important meal of the day, and then you'll be on your way and you'll be ready. You have to learn how to prioritize your activities. Decide which activities are most important to you and put forth the required effort to be successful in these important areas. Set time limits for doing everything. That includes your housework, and that includes the laundry and spending time with your family and completing projects that you have for work. And then you also need to reward yourself once you have successfully completed your task. And why do you do that? Because so many times we don't enjoy anything. We work hard. We go to work there, come home and work with the kids. If you're a soccer mom or kids in ballet and basketball and you're running, they have piano lessons. You're doing all of these things for everybody else. But what are you doing for yourself? You need to take the time out to, ladies, get your nails done. Gentlemen, get a massage. I know some guys have the phobia about people touching them, but get over it. Relax. Go to the gym. Go to the recreation center. Get in the pool. It's wintertime. It's cold. But you need to just relax and take care of yourself, because you have to have a healthy mind, body, and spirit if you're going to have any kind of balance in your life. And no, your skills may not be balanced, so when you're looking at them, they still may be a little bit off, because that's life and that's how it should be. But if one is weighing you so down that you can't get other things done, then you need to stop and look at where you are, get organized, schedule, and be disciplined. Also, you have to know how to pace yourself. You don't want to feel overwhelmed. You don't want to feel overworked. You don't want to feel stressed out by taking on too many projects at one time. You want to set a pace that's comfortable for you. A lot of us have high-stress jobs. If you're entrepreneur, you have everything going on you, and especially if you're a small boutique organization, you have to find ways to get things done. One suggestion that I will give to you, and if you're interested, I have the capabilities to work with a lot of organizations. If you are in certain fields and if you want to know what they are, you can call me later, and I can possibly help you get some help with that. Also, you need to engage yourself in various activities. So you need to switch things up sometimes. You need to take a break from your everyday routine. If it's every hour on an hour doing the same thing every day, it gets a little bit redundant and it gets boring, just like exercise does. If you go to the gym every day at the same time, you do the same routine, and you're not meeting anybody new, you just go there, you get on treadmill for an hour, and then you leave, it gets boring, and then you don't want to do it. So you have to find a variety of things to keep you busy. Take a break from your everyday activities change them up a little bit, change the hour that you go to the gym, but take time to rest before you get burnt out. Take time to take mental breaks and just know what you need to do. If you work long hours and you sit at your desk and eat your lunch, you need to get up and you need to walk. Take a walk around your facility if it's cold outside. If it's warm enough, you can go outside and get some fresh air. That's the best thing for you. Okay, another tip for you. If you keep a personal journal or a planner or organize, have it always handy so that you can keep up with your appointments. If you leave your planner at home and you're out running errands, then you're not more than likely going to do what you need to do. So if you have your important dates with you all the time, you can know what you're doing, set new appointments if you need to. If you meet somebody and they invite you to an event or something, you can look in your organizer and see if you have time to do that. Do things that are important. You must prioritize. Number four, stay disciplined and focus on the activities that are most important to you. If you're at your job, focus on getting a good day's work in, great performance at work, and completing as many tasks as necessary for that day. If you're working and going to school, then you know you have to set time aside for schoolwork, to study, and if you have a family, you need to set time aside for them. So you need to be able to take care of the things that you need to take care of, and also you have to have time for your family things and your hobbies and your sports. So all of this goes hand in hand. And to stay disciplined, each activity will require a certain amount of discipline in order for you to stay on track. So how do you do that? You need to take your planner with you. You need to stay organized. You need to write things down. I don't mean for you to get bogged down with carrying a big planner around all the time. If you can use your handheld device, that's a great tool for all of us who are busy. I know that I use mine now more than ever, and I utilize it. I bought this smartphone. It's smarter than me, of course, you know, but I bought it so that it could help me. Number five, keep your activities separate. While at work, do things relevant to your job. Don't try to do schoolwork while you're working unless you have extra time and you're on a break. So you try to keep your projects in order. So if you're working on something, you try to stick with that and try to finish it. If you need to flip and change hats, then do that in the appropriate time. One, and you shouldn't be doing your homework at work because you might get in trouble. But if you have a break, you know, for an hour, and you've eaten your lunch and you've gone for your walk and you have a few minutes, then you might want to look at your homework or make a list for a group or whatever and you need to do, then that's okay. Number six, take time for yourself to relax and clear your mind. Having personal time where you don't have to focus on any particular activity is important. You are freed up from worrying about deadlines, from worrying about who needs to go to practice, from stress from home or work. There has to be balance between being active and taking some free time for yourself. Use up some of your vacation days at work if you can. Plan a mini vacation for over the weekend. Spend some time with your family because family is important. It's, when I look at my life and I have things and they're in order, it should be God first, my family, and then everything else comes up under that. So whatever I'm doing, it can't come before the Father that I serve, my family, and then my personal health and well-being. So I hope you have enjoyed the show tonight. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tell somebody about Issues Concerning Women. And you can find all the information that I gave you online. You just need to find out where it comes from. Please email me and I'll share it with you. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. My phone number is 757-567-6734. Have a fantastic night. God bless you all. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll be back next week. For the past 30 minutes, you have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Please turn in next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be back with Issues Concerning Women.